A week of surprise on Kennedy Malloy. Mick was surprised to learn about a royal reunion.
Fergie and Andrew are friends with benefits again.
Oh, okay.
I want you to think of the toe sucking.
Hey! What are you doing?
On that couch. On that outside bed,
imagine,
remember?
Imagine the toes now.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine the little piggy that went to market.
Like a busted twisty.
And we're all surprised at the number of male Maths fans out there.
I would rather watch an episode of Maths than watch the footy.
Yeah, I'm keen for Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, my.
Well, I'm going to go back to Geordie Shores, mate.
Oh. Geordie Shores. How are you going to cope when Married at First Sight finishes?
Oh, I'll probably have to talk to the wife a bit more.
Mick was surprised to hear that Madonna is still performing.
She's not going to wear a leotard, please.
She's in great nick. She can wear a leotard.
She looks like a Steel's chicken. Jane.
Not really.
When she's in her leotard.
She might have a little bit of osteoporosis.
She wears a metallic bra, but it just hangs a lot lower than these days.
And we weren't that surprised about the nanny state rules taking over our schools.
Birthday cakes have to be small and individual in nature because teachers were unable to cut up cakes.
Because it's a knife, Nick.
Oh.
She might slip and stab a child.
Oh, that'd be great. Look, he used to get that as a punishment.
Child
hey, Malloy, come here. Stab.
Mick had another surprise invention.
Giant dog baskets.
Oh,
like
yeah.
A giant dog basket for a human. Copyright, Mick Malloy. And I'm going to, you give them out.
Oh, yeah, that's cozy.
You put it up and it's got the little walls around the outside.
God, that'd
but
be
what
good
I do is
one.
I just do a number of circles before I eventually lie down and go to sleep.
We were all pretty surprised that Ben Elton hadn't yet been knighted.
No, I've never been offered anything. I think they think I'd probably turn it down. Frankly, after they knighted Baldrick, I thought their currency has been debased. With deepest respect to Tony, who I love.
Well,
you should have seen Rowan's face when he got the news.
And I think Jane was surprised by how attracted she was to Kevin Peterson.
Did that get a bit flirty?
Whoa. Look, he's a very attractive man. I've been a supporter of his Save the Rhino.
You would trample a rhino to get to AP. I thought we were going to tranquilise you for a minute. Get him out of here before you woke up.
Mick had a surprise fact that no one needed.
Holding in a fart means you might breathe it out your mouth.
What?
Holding in a fart? Why is that any better than it coming out your ass?
No.
That's just revolting.
I've read it out.
That's a revolting story.
Mm. So you breathe out a fart.
Oh.
You don't got a mint.
Amos Gill had a surprising story about meeting Russell Crowe.
So I just barged straight in, no hello. My best friend's dad's your private jet pilot. Russell just looks at the American boy and goes, do we know who he's talking about? And the American goes, yeah, Russ, Rick, the red-headed guy. And then Russell goes, cool, you guys talk about him.
And it turns out Dr. Chris Brown is the surprising choice to help the Adelaide Pandas get it on.
You send the only member of the living room team without kids to go and tell them how to have kids. It makes perfect sense.
They've sent in the big gun.
They really have.
Do they speak English or Chinese?
They look a little bit of a combination of both. But I was trying to get them to speak the language of love.
Chris, this is sounding bizarre.
This has got three-way written all over it.
Trust me, it is. It is bizarre. It's bizarre.
What?
Because, Mick, the female is only receptive for 36 hours a year.
That's right.
I mean, you try that on Jane Kennedy.
But the biggest surprise this week was saved for our poor building security guard, Farris, who walked in on Jane in a compromising position.
Whoosh! The door opens super wide. I'm sitting on the toilet in my bra and my pants, and it's our security guard just staring at me going, oh, my God. I'm going, whoa, whoa, man. Shut the door. The door is on one of those...
Hydraulic doors.
That can't slam.
Oh, no.
And it was just slow motion.
It's like the start of a Stephen King novel.
Yeah, very striking South Sudanese security guard, Farris. Shut the door, dude.
Nothing he saw in his homeland was as terrifying.